Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. This month, we're talking about movers and shakers, dancers, stunt women, martial artists, and other pioneering women who use their physical prowess to shake things up. Today, we're talking about a woman with an insatiable need for speed. She pushed her body to the limit to break land, sea, and air records. Let's talk about Kitty O'Neill. Kitty O'Neill was born on March 24, 1946, in Corpus Christi, Texas. When she was just a few months old, she contracted measles, mumps, and smallpox. The combination of illnesses resulted in a dangerously high fever. The fever was so high that it damaged some nerves and she lost her hearing. But being deaf would not limit Kitty, quite the opposite, actually. Part of that was because of her mother, Patsy. Patsy was a proud, independent Cherokee woman. She took education classes at the University of Texas so she could homeschool Kitty. After a few years of developing her speaking and lip-reading skills, Kitty was allowed to enroll at the local public school. In elementary school, Kitty took up competitive swimming. This was her first foray into the world of sports. She quickly developed a love for diving. Her events were the 10-meter platform and the 3-meter springboard. Her talent landed her on the top of the Amateur Athletic Union Diving Championship podium. Patsy recognized her daughter's abilities, so when Kitty was 16 years old, Patsy moved them to Anaheim, California, so that Kitty could train with Olympic diver-turned-coach Sammy Lee. Between Sammy's guidance and her own determination, Kitty qualified for the U.S. team for the 1964 Tokyo Olympics. But her Olympic dreams were cut short. Kitty broke her wrist and then developed a dangerous case of spinal meningitis. She missed the Olympics. And when she recovered, she became uninterested in diving. While some may consider launching oneself off a 32-foot-high board a thrill, Kitty longed for something more exciting, something faster. Kitty loved speed. When she was 4 years old, she would ride the lawnmower with her father and insist that he drive as fast as possible. Sticking within the family of water sports, Kitty took up water skiing speed racing. She set the women's water ski speed record in 1970 and proceeded to achieve record-setting speeds in motorcycles and rocket-fueled cars. In the early 1970s, Kitty met stuntman Ronald Duffy Hambleton. he introduced her to fellow stuntman-turned-director Hal Needham. With Kitty's natural athletic ability and her fearlessness toward new challenges, Kitty took the stunt world by storm. She wasn't afraid to be set on fire, or to flip cars, or to fling herself off multi-story high buildings. In 1976, Kitty was the first woman admitted to Hollywood's top stunt organization, Stunts Unlimited. This was a time when men regularly doubled for female actors. For the next few years, Kitty appeared in many top movies and TV shows. She was Linda Carter's stunt double in Wonder Woman, Lindsay Wagner's stunt double in The Bionic Woman, and she appeared in movies like Blues Brothers and Smokey and the Bandit, too. Adorned in the iconic Wonder Woman costume, Kitty set another record at 32 years old. She jumped from the 12th-story balcony at the Valley Hilton in Sherman Oaks, California, onto an airbag to set a new high fall record of 127 feet. That, apparently, was not high enough for Kitty, because less than a year later, she broke her own record by jumping 180 feet out of a helicopter. Kitty credited her deafness as one of the reasons she was so successful in the industry. She said, "Because I was deaf, I had a very positive mental attitude. You have to show people you can do anything." She embraced it. It helped her deepen her concentration in tense environments on set. She once said, "When I was 18, I was told I couldn't get a job because I was deaf. But I said, someday I'm going to be famous in sports to show them I can do anything." And she was, and her best was yet to come. On December 6, 1976, Kitty strapped herself into a three-wheeled, rocket-powered car called the SMI Motivator. She raced across the Oregon desert, averaging a speed of 512.7 miles per hour. For context, a commercial airplane flies just 60 miles per hour faster than that. The previous land speed record for women didn't stand a chance. Kitty obliterated it by almost 200 miles per hour. And her record remained until 2019. It's possible Kitty's record would still be standing if sexism and greed hadn't interfered. Kitty was on track to beat her own record when a toy company stepped in. Hal Needham, the stuntman who'd helped Kitty break into the industry, had a plan. He'd break the record, and his sponsor, a toy company, would sell action figures of him. Millions of action figures. So the toy company blocked Kitty from getting back into the SMI Motivator and setting the record even higher. Hal never ended up driving the car. Kitty didn't get the opportunity to drive the Motivator again, but she did get her own toy action figure 2 years later. Kitty was furious, but didn't let it stop her. In 1977, Kitty set the women's water skiing record of 104.85 miles per hour. That same year, she became the fastest woman on water by driving a jet-powered boat to a record speed of 275 miles per hour. While Kitty's career had many high highs, it wasn't without some lows. In 1978, she crashed a rocket-powered car in a show called Super Stunt. While she survived the crash, it was a near-death experience. A year later, a biographical movie called Silent Victory, The Kitty O'Neill Story, was released. When it came to the stunts, Kitty, of course, performed them herself. In the early 1980s, Kitty finally retired from the stunt world. She had seen colleagues die, and she herself had had a couple of close calls. She was burnt out physically and mentally. She moved to Minnesota with her long-term partner before settling in Eureka, South Dakota. For maybe the first time in her life, she reveled in a new, peaceful lifestyle. On November 2, 2018, Kitty O'Neill passed away from pneumonia. She was 72 years old. All month, we're talking about movers and shakers. For more information, check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. As always, we'll be taking a break for the weekend. Talk to you on Monday.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro potting soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro potting soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.